Puzzled, Liam went to stand with Nora at the counter lining the opposite wall, resting his foot on the brass railing.
What's up?
Two things, said Nora, taking a sip of her drink.
Not bad. It's better with a fizzy lemonade, though.
Then you should have asked for fizzy lemonade.
I just assumed.
We're bartenders, not mind readers.
Liam could see why she sometimes got on Ashlyn's nerves. One minute, she was down to earth. The next, judgmental and imperious.
What do you want to talk about, Nora?
Your stupidity.
That could take hours.
What the hell were you thinking coming up to the farm when she told you not to? She thought I gave you permission. I got quite the tongue lashing.
Liam winced.
Sorry, I just figured that if I sent something through the mail again, she might send it back unopened.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Did she give you the perfume I bought for her?
Nora stared at him like he was nuts.
Of course she didn't.
Liam slapped the edge of the counter, smiling triumphantly.
I knew it!
Nora looked astonished.
What? She told you that?
Yep.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised. She never let on that she kept it.
Or liked it.
She sprayed some on her wrists, you know. I could smell it when I went into the sitting room to see where she'd gotten.
I've no doubt she's put it away in her dresser somewhere.
But what were you thinking giving her a pair of shears?
You told me to be creative.
There's creative, and then there's stupid. That was stupid.
Liam glanced behind him. The bar was indeed beginning to fill up. Jack needed him.
What should I do next?
For God's sake, think romance.
Look, I know she still loves you. That's why I'm here to tell you not to give up and to be patient.
You know, Ashlyn. She's going to make you crawl across broken glass before she takes you back. Just don't come near the house.
Liam just smiled.